Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Elohim, our wonderful family. We thank you. We thank you for this word now, Lord, and we just thank you, Father God, that you just bless our understanding with light from heaven, Father God. And so I thank you, Father God, that you have our heart, you have my heart, Lord, and I thank you by your Spirit. Your will be done, your kingdom come, as you just enlighten and encourage us this day and every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading Matthew 9, verse 10 to 13, but I'll start at 9. As Jesus went on from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the tax collector's booth. "Follow me," he told him, and Matthew got up and followed him. While Jesus was having dinner at Matthew's house, many tax collectors and sinners came and ate with him and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw this, they asked his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" On hearing this, Jesus said, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. But go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice, for I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners."
Sure. You know, when we understand who Jesus is, he's always been, we predestined in him to be holy and blameless in love. And so it's so important. We see what he wants us to see and what the what heaven wants us to see. He's the author of mankind, and now he is the Lord of heaven and earth. He's paid his blood has paid and redeemed man back to God. So it's all about Jesus. It's all about the will of the Father, and it's all about the power of the Holy Spirit that backs Jesus up and backs backs his word up. Then the angels, the whole of heaven backing it up. So here we can see, you know, that Jesus is there to, he's come to heal, seek and save. He's come to put the devil out of business and bring the kingdom of God. And that's where he's ruling. He's ruling now to bring about his kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. And he says he desires mercy. This attitude that brings about the actions of the Pharisees and scribes is because of the deception and the lies and the horribleness that they are taking hold of. And he says that's not what it's about. It's about wanting to seek and save. It's wanting to help, not thinking yourself better. And why? Because you're holding on to doctrines of demons. That's the bottom line. He says they outside they try put on this nice visage and dress nice and be the, you know, the people that other one can look at and say, oh, well, look at these guys. But it's not about that. It's about them having new hearts and having a new spirit, not being tombs, like he called them. They need to get born again. And then when they're born again, they would see what God wants. And God is looking for love. He's looking for restoration. And he's looking for mercy. And that's what it's all about. So Jesus set the example for us. You know, and just as Matthew was willing to follow Jesus because he loved the example, we all have loved Jesus, loved his walk, loved what he represents, and that's why we are now following him. And because we're following him, that's where he blesses us, because he's called us and he wants to use us that is realized this things of this world, this what people clap their hands for and what people favored is not what we favor and what we love. We love the Lord, and that's it. We need to love the Lord with all our heart, with all our soul and all our mind, and then love others the same way. And that is what's going to bring a change. God backs us up. And us that were once like the discarded ones, many of us come from noble birth, but praise God, there is some that comes from noble birth. But God is using his body now, his people, his disciples. That's what we need to be, dedicated followers like Matthew and Peter and John and all the disciples. Why? Because these guys have attained what they need to attain. They already built on the foundation of the prophets and Jesus. And the Bible says beautifully, when with this attitude and with us just taking hold of the Lord and then building our life on what the Lord is saying and the Lord's leading, we are also, he says, we have come to the heavenly Jerusalem, and we are also now playing a part in bringing about the kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. So, guys, know it's God desires mercy. Amen. Mercy triumphs over judgment. And mercy also then triumphs over sacrifice. You're not trying to please God by having to do things that you don't want to do. He works in us. He has taken out that heart of stone. He's put in a heart of flesh. And he's given us a new spirit. This is prophetically, he told us in Ezekiel. He speaks, and in Jeremiah, he speaks about, I will give you a new heart. And I will give you a new spirit, and I will put my love into your heart so that you won't depart from me. And of course, I will never depart from you. This is where we're at. He works in us to will and to do. So be blessed to know your God has loved you and your God has provided for you. And he now, you've got to stay in tune. Be a spiritual person, not a carnal person any longer, because that's what it's all about. I think of 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Where it talks about the being born of the Spirit, because the Spirit knows the thoughts of God, and then being led by the Spirit and staying in tune with the Spirit. He says you are spiritual people, and the natural man, the carnal man out there that's just about things and the hand clap of the world, that is what Jesus is speaking about there. That is not what it's all about. It's all about surrendering to your God, leaving your idea of riches behind, and taking hold of his idea of true riches, which is to know him, hear from him, and walk with him, and be the person God made you to be, holy, set apart. Why? Because he is holy, set apart to you, and for you, and for your family, and for this the betterment of this world. And so you be wholly set apart for him, for the betterment of yourself, and being the person he made you to be, with good works, walking in the good works that he's laid out for you, because you are his workmanship, and bringing about the kingdom on earth as it is in heaven, together with the Lord, working together with him. Our labors are not in vain. Amen.
Amen.